said, don't compare me to the Claxons. I might use Sims, but I don't sound like them. Don't compare me to Crystal Castle. I sound 8-bit, but I don't steal samples. Don't compare me to Saberpuss. I don't quit music every month. Don't compare me to Metro Station. I am not a prick. Do you wanna sell? What's wrong with being super powerless? What's wrong with being super powerless? What's wrong with being super powerless like me?
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country their resources through any emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Woke up late today. Actually, I do that every day. Got no place to be seen. I'm a part of a scene. I'm a genius loser, keeping counsel with my own opinion. President of the state that I'm in. Should I just stay in bed? Should I live in my head? Oh God, so many questions to ask. You could call me lazy. I think I better stay in my time. Cause I don't wanna do what I don't wanna do. I'm the queen refuse, Nick. But oh my god, if I was somebody, I could do it all just fine. But I'm a real late starter, so I'm making love last time. Oh my god, if I was somebody, you could kiss my ass right now. But I'm so
somebody, I've been doing it all just fine. But I'm a real late starter, so I'm making up for lost time.
Time for it now!
I'm sorry, even if I can't. To the unknown household I've been living in for 2 hours, six...
How do you know? man, she loves me not. Is it because cheddar's hot? Kissing me all on my neck. Let me rub all on the spot. I got your mind, no need to worry. What's the rush? No need to hurry. Just sit back, be patient, boo. Let it flare, get this money. You can ride, just hold me down. You got my heart, girl, it's for you. I'm thinking about marriage now. Maybe one more kid or two.
Tout comme l'oiseau ouvre ses ailes pour voler, l'homme ouvre son cœur pour dire je t'aime.
About marriage now, maybe one more kid or two.
J'ai marché sous la pluie et le soleil pour gagner ton amour. Transformé en homme voleur surnaturel. Malgré tous mes efforts, je n'arrive pas à pénétrer ton mystérieux sublime monde dont l'existence dans ma vie m'a transformé en un esclave de la caverne. Tout en me livrant aveugle au destin qui m'entraîne, j'ai perdu de vue les réalités de la vie. Vend dans mes grandes entreprises. Ta démarche vive et régulière, tes sons palpitants, tu dégages une violente odeur de sensualité animale. Que dire? Tout comme l'oiseau ouvre ses ailes pour voler, j'ouvre mon cœur pour dire je t'aime. Je t'aime, la belle fille à la peau de lune, toujours sucrée, toujours sans ciel, et je vais te dévorer, bien sûr. Cheveux longs, cheveux courts sont les multiples facettes de la belle femme dont le sourire me fait rêver, me fait frémir. Je pouvais savoir où se cachait la clé de ton cœur. Je me serais transformé en un voleur surnaturel. Oh, tout comme l'oiseau ouvre ses ailes pour voler, j'ouvre mon cœur pour dire je t'aime. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth Taylor, for everything you did for Golden Boy. And I will never forget November 30th in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hervé sera toujours témoin. Et Sylvain Arnaud Yungo Bagnotto Ma. Oh, Alana Kelly Anaï Sara Deme. Où est passé Sean Patterson, la maman de Golden Boy? Oh, je dédie cette chanson à tous les amoureux de la planète Terre. Oh, si je pouvais savoir où se cachait la clé de ton cœur, je me serais transformé en un voleur surnaturel.
My name is Marquis Simmons. I was hoping to speak to the person that has the website of the current SSL due to expire, and also you need hacker proof. Again, I said the SSL due to expire soon. On the 17th of March, you are currently running a promotion for your hacker proof and your SSL. Both get in contact with you. Callback number is 908-376-0145, extension 4421. And that's 908-376-0145, extension 4421. My name is Marquis Simmons. Hope to speak to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I received a phone message about something LLS.
Oh, SSL certificate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is that?
It's what is it? The SSL does protect your website from being compromised, keeps it from being hacked.
Oh, I hacked?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want anything hacked.
Yeah.
How does it keep it from being hacked? What does it do?
What it does is keeps any type of information encrypted. It's on your website, but all the SSL certificate is encryption. It comes with 2048 numbers and letters. With the 2048 big root key, there's no way they can get into that. No way. There's no way they can break into your computer. Vulnerability, we fix it right then and there. Daily scan. That's whatever. Look, I'm not stupid because I'm a SSL provider, so I can pull up who is information to see who he is and see if he's a legitimate business. Look, I'm not stupid. I'm going to keep you hacker proof. It's called hacker proof.
Get them to say a bunch of stuff. They're pretending to be someone that they're not.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess they call it social engineering. That's crazy, man. So they can call you on the phone, and then they'll pretend that they're someone else, and you wouldn't even know it.
Can't tell. You can't even tell.
Do hackers ever try to call you?
Hackers? No. They know not to call you.
They're scared of you, man.
Yeah,
because you got the hacker proof thing to the website, so they're not going to call you. They're afraid of you, man.
Yeah.
And they're not going to call you, and they're not going to try to do that, what do they call it, the social engineering thing. They're not they're not going to call you and try to
pretend. Do that.
No. They're not going to call you and try to pretend they're a customer.
No, they know better than that.
Oh, they do. Those hackers,
they know better than that.
They know better than that, yeah.
It's called hacker.
I gotta go. I'm on my lunch break. I'm the janitor here, and I gotta get back to work. So,
all right. I'm gonna show you. For me to give you that third year, I'm gonna need that order number from you. Okay. You got an email address?
Okay. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Call
me back.
Okay. An extension 4421. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. I'm calling back, Marquis Simmons from Commode SSP Certificates.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Loneliness, and I've had enough of this now. I never want to be blamed time and time again. I say I have had enough of this. Why is all I do a mess? Can't stand this loneliness. And I've had enough of this now. I've had enough of this now.
Now, Jed Circotan.
The club opens and all the patrons take their seats and order their alcoholic beverage of choice. Some with ice, some without. Most are social drinkers, but some are merely masquerading in regards to the first word of that phrase. They talk quietly amongst themselves, killing time before the show begins. A look around the room makes it clear who is actually enjoying themselves and who is painting themselves with small talk designed to fill the awkward pauses. Some of the latter group are good at it and can still hide their visible discomfort from their companions, while most haven't yet attained this level of skill and merely chop the silence into small pieces.
Very good.
After approximately 15 minutes of this, the house lights dim and the MC takes the stage. Welcome to the club! He actually says the name of the venue, but at that moment the speakers pop, obscuring the proper noun. But of course, everyone knows where they are, so it's not a problem. We've got some very funny people for you tonight, so sit back, sip your drink, and put your hands together for Morty Rizzle! The slicked back cliche MC steps back into the curtains, just as he does every night, and just as millions of MCs have in millions of clubs all over the world. The accents and languages are different, but the voice and manner is always the same. At this moment, Morty comes from stage right, full of confidence in a beige suit jacket, collared shirt with no tie, the uniform of his profession. He jogs to center stage, waving to the audience to a full round of applause. He pauses to collect himself, gain his footing, and begins his act. He deftly pulls a razor out of his breast pocket, rolls up his sleeves, and in one motion, pulls the blade across his exposed skin. The audience roars with approving laughter. Each new cut causes more to come out, small nicks getting titters, larger slices getting roars. Morty's smile never fades, and you can tell that he is a real professional, both from his demeanor and the masses of scar tissue around his hands. Soon, his set is over. He takes his bow, thanks the crowd for being a great audience, and jogs off stage, almost exactly as he came on. The MC comes back out from behind the curtain to introduce the next act. Morty Rizzle, ladies and gentlemen. Morty, whoa, slipped on the blood a little. Don't worry, I'm okay, folks, I'm okay. Anyway, Morty Rizzle, what a class act that guy is, huh? And speaking of class acts, we got another one for you. All the way from Toronto, where he's been knocking them dead in Canada, we've got Bill Knights. Give it up for him. The MC walks back into the curtains and lets Bill take the stage. While not as active as Morty, Bill's walk is just as confident and briskly moves to his rightful place. He removes a long dagger from the pocket of his slacks and removes his shirt. It takes him a little while to unfasten all the buttons, especially while holding the blade, but it merely adds to the suspense. Once the shirt is fully off, he takes the blade, holds it against the skin, and begins to make very slim slices of flesh. Nothing too substantial, just enough to free the blood, and in a friendly gesture, Bill offers the small pieces of souvenirs of the show to the crowd. It was easy to see that Bill, too, was a professional, and it appeared that he had been working much longer than Morty had. He was much more skilled, and even though Morty was more outgoing, Bill's sheer proficiency blew the previous act away. By the time Bill says his goodbyes, you couldn't hear him through the PA from the crowd's guffawing. Wow, what a great act, wasn't that, folks? Man, Bill Knights, what a showman, huh? And he's real true blue, too. I've met him at another show a long time ago, and he even remembered my name after all these years. What a professional! That'll be a hard act to follow, and now here's... This happens 3 more times, each comedian getting great results. The audience loves them and shows it with their praise and laughter. All right, whoa, Susan Murat, she's great, isn't she? She's really something. I'm surprised at the talent you've got out here tonight. This sure has been a great night, and I'm sorry it has to end, but here's the last one. We weren't sure it was going a little long, so we might have to bump him. But, well, everyone here decided that we were on a roll, so we should bring him out and let him tear the house down. Ladies and gentlemen, give a big how-do-you-do to Mr. Michael Nepioun. By this time, the crowd is ecstatic and is clapping wildly. A meek-looking man of small stature cautiously takes the stage. He looks around and clears his throat a little bit. He slips his jacket off and pulls out a broken glass bottle. The crowd is clapping and making a loud, loud noise. Michael takes the bottle and lifts it. The crowd falls silent in hesitation. He smiles a little and then jams it into his cheeks and twists. There are a few chuckles, but nothing more. He pulls the bottle from his face and thrusts it into the soft spot behind his chin. Nothing. No response at all. If you listen closely, you can hear a yawn. Michael removes his shirt, much more quickly than Bill. Where Bill gingerly undid the buttons, Michael jerks it over his head and begins stabbing his stomach, deeply. Two sighs are heard, and Michael can make out the beginnings of conversation. The worst thing is that they're not even talking about how they're not liking the show. They're talking about totally unrelated topics. In a last-ditch attempt to curry the audience's favor, he stabs himself as deep as he can go in his gut, and then drags the broken bottle towards his sternum, leaving small shards of glass in the wake. Someone in the back of the house stands up and boos him, prompting the MC to come out to Michael's rescue. Everyone, a hand for Michael Nepune! The audience weakly claps. It's not even a golf clap. Only about half the audience is even participating, and they're only doing it out of politeness. Michael Nepune, everyone! Yes, he had a really hard act to follow, but I think he did a bang-up job of it! Come on, everyone, give it up for him! A few more people chip into the applause coffers, but it's obvious that everyone is severely disappointed. Thanks, Michael, for coming out! Maybe next time you can actually bring the entertainment! This actually gets a small rise out of the audience. A few laughs, but again, nothing major. Michael isn't even seen as someone to hate. He's not only a bad performer, he's a non-entity. Anyway, come back tomorrow and we'll have some more great stuff for you. I hear Bill Knights is coming back for his second night. But thanks for coming out and have a safe ride home. In any show, someone has to be the one to bomb.